First case, please.
Our first case this evening is 12,067. John and Julie Thomas are seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Carla Avenue at the corner of Carla Avenue and Draper Drive. The 911 address is 316 Carla Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 225.01. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a pool. And we receive 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Okay. Need to go and be sworn in first, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Thomas, 316 Carla Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing?
Very well.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it. Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, in general, just to summarize before we get into anything specific, what we're looking to do is, as you can see from the yard, it's relatively small and narrow. So we were looking for a variance to make the pool, there was a 10-foot side variance and a 6-foot from the back. If we have the 10-foot side variance, that would kind of push the pool very close to the house. So we were looking for a minimum of three to four feet. I said minimum three, if we can, just to give us a little bit of room so the pool is not exactly on top of the house. As you can see from the picture, like I said, it would be the area where the fence is to the right over here. So it would, should I show you where the pool, yeah. So we're just basically looking at right here, coming in a little bit from the fence. So the pool was not very, very close to the house. That's all we're looking to do. And so our builder, the pool supplier, just said, you know, he's done it in the area quite a bit and suggests that we come to you to talk to you about a variance.
All right, sir. Okay, let's see if we have any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yeah, I see on the survey that you're looking for 7 feet from the side yard, 6 from the rear, and the garage is 14.7 feet, but how far is the house from the pool?
Okay, let's see here. Let me get the picture.
Appears to be 10 feet or better.
See, it would be 14.5, 30. I don't have the exact, I'd have to see, that's how many feet it would be with the variance is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're saying you don't want it close to the house. It appears to be, it appears that if you moved it 3 feet to meet the setback, that you'd still have, I don't know, that's the question. How much would you have? It looks like you would have a lot of space.
Yeah.
15, 20 feet?
15, 20 feet? I don't believe it was 15 or 20 feet. That's why the pool manufacturer had asked us to come to you, because it was a lot shorter than 15 feet.
Is the pool on your survey drawing to scale?
It should be to scale.
So if it's to scale, then...
Well, in this area as well, I'm sorry, okay, in this area, he's supposed to have, the pool manufacturer is supposed to have, not concrete, but pavers. That's what it is, pavers.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going to have pavers on this side. Without that, then it would basically, there would be no pavers. So it would just be the pool very, very close to the house with grass. So we're looking to have pavers in that area.
But how far are the how wide are the pavers?
How wide are the pavers? I don't know how wide the pavers are.
I think what she's asking is, or they're asking, is the distance of the pavers between the house and the pool.
Between there and the pool. And
apparently he can't answer that because he doesn't know.
Yeah, I would say, go ahead.
To scale, it would appear that it's at least 14 feet. and that's a rough estimate, but just judging by
okay.
a measurement, rough.
That's measure. If we had the variance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there equipment associated with the pool, and where will it be located?
I'm sorry,
pump.
Say that.
Pump.
The pump. Not.
The pump is, the pump will probably either be in the corner or it's going to be out in the front, and that hasn't been decided by the manufacturer. It's either going to be
the corner of the yard or the yard?
Yeah, it's going to be in the corner here, on the corner.
Of the yard.
Of the yard.
Not the house.
Okay. Yeah.
I have no other questions.
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
Can well, you... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I know what you're going to ask.
Can you go through the five standards for granting a variance?
Okay. I'm not an expert in this here. So uniqueness of the property.
Yeah.
Again, it's a relatively small space, and what we're looking to do is just have a pool that's 16 by 25 if we can. Again, to prevent it from being too narrow in that space. With the setbacks, it would be a lot narrower. So the uniqueness of the property is that it's a you know relatively small space for a pool, and we're just looking to have it a little wider so it's not too narrow. Cannot otherwise be developed. Anything can be developed in a tiny little space. We can certainly put a hot tub in there, and hopefully we don't have to. But we do want to have a regular size pool. As you can imagine, all the pool manufacturers in the area are relatively expensive, and it's not very, very cheap. So it's going to be the same price for a very, very small pool versus a slightly larger pool.
Mm-hmm.
Not created by the applicant. If you can help me with that, it's what are we looking for here?
Standard there is that it has to be due to some unique topographical or physical circumstance with the property that's created the exceptional practical difficulty. It can't be self-created.
Yeah.
So just because it's something that you know somebody may want doesn't mean that it's necessarily something that meets that standard.
Yeah, it's there's nothing that we're doing that's going to create nothing about the property other than, again, it's a very, very small space. It's relatively simple is what we're saying. It's not a very, very big space, so we're just kind of looking for not having to have a very, very narrow pool or a very, very small pool. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There's nothing about this that should unless you feel otherwise. I know we've had other people in the neighborhood get, you know, had variances. We've had other people with concrete pools in the neighborhood. We're just going along with the manufacturer or the pool supplier that's done many of the pools in our neighborhood. So we're not trying to ask for anything unusual that would, you know, make it different or be unusual request for the neighborhood. And minimum variance. We were asking for just, you know, if you said a minimum three, mm-hmm. we'd, you know, certainly like to have three to four, but, you know, if there's a minimum variance, we're asking for three on the side.
Okay. Any other question?
No, not right now.
Thank you.
The pool is concrete?
Concrete, yes.
How big is your neighbor's pool in the rear?
I don't know. We do know that they've, I don't know, that was a few years ago. And it's, I've probably seen it one time.
Would you say it's larger than 16 by 25 or smaller?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Following Mr. Mill's question, not knowing the distance between the pool and the rear appendage of the house, it's hard to visualize what you're requesting here because we don't know that space.
This
8 feet gives you an architectural standard for chaise lounges and a walkway. You've got a lot more than 8 feet there.
Okay. Like I said, our builder had asked us to come to you because what we were asking with pavers and there, he said it would not be a sufficient space. So
pavers can be put in any width. They're small little blocks that are assembled.
So you're saying, is there a standard for areas that you can sit? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was saying that you could get away with 8 feet minimum between the rear appendage of the house and the pool.
I mean, is there a, I guess my question is with 3 feet, with 3 feet over there, is there an issue with breaking, you know, is that not something that people have asked before, is on the site coming
over? It's not
over?
So much a matter of what people ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is you're asking for something that we feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we feel you can fit in this space.
Right.
So therefore, you're creating the hardship.
There's a hardship
have,
to...
And you have to convince us that, or the practical difficulty, and you have to convince us that you're not.
But if what I'm hearing, what you're saying is you're defining what an appropriate space is for us to sit then.
There are five standards that you just talked about. The first one is that there has to be a unique physical characteristic of the property that has to then create the exceptional practical difficulty for you. Courts have held that just because someone wants something doesn't necessarily mean that they get it.
Sure.
Perhaps the more challenging one for you, though, is the fact that you have to demonstrate that you cannot develop this property in strict conformity with the zoning code due to that physical condition. So not just that.
I can put a hot tub. I can you know have a very narrow space to have a sitting area. I can do that. I can put a pool in there. What I'm asking is we have a little bit more room to do that. That's all I'm asking for.
Understood.
There's nothing that I don't know what else I can say to be specific. We're just looking for a little bit of extra room from the house to the pool.
I've got some questions, but I don't know if Mr. Mears.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
I certainly don't.
And we'd like to help you with that, but not knowing a dimension between the rear appendage of the house and where you're going to locate the pool, it's sort of hard for us to.
Well, I would say, and that's a good question. Thank you.
That's all I was getting at.
Sure. And I would say this has to be the scale because that's what I asked them to do. Right, because that's what you requested. So
I see Mrs. Walls with an
I was able to scale it, and it appears that from the side property line, from which he's requesting the variance to the dwelling itself, is approximately 37 feet.
Approximately what?
37 feet.
37 less 23.
Okay.
So about 11 feet. From the edge of the pool to the house?
To the house.
Correct.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Bertman?
There's not a well or anything in on that side of the house. You can't move the pool over. Is there a well there?
No well.
No sewer, no nothing. Nothing on that side at all.
No, we've had a gas tank over there that's been removed. Nothing in the corner.
Yeah, I'm just asking. You had a well that would sort of help you a little bit.
Sure,
it's
no.
not there.
No.
Are you going to have pavers all the way around the pool?
Yes. Okay. With the pavers, yeah, but mostly the sitting area is what they were asking for was between the house and the pool, so that area.
Are you planning on putting a pool building up, too?
A pool building?
Yeah. A screen-in porch or anything?
No.
No.
If you put it against the house.
So the question I got to if this gets denied, are you going to move it over then?
Are we going to move
the pool over?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to talk to.
I can't say for the rest of them, but if it happened to get denied,
yeah.
We may not
do the pool. All I can say is that the pool supplier and my wife, our two kids are at home, so she couldn't be here. She's been handling most of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we would do, to be honest to you.
Who's the pool supplier?
John, I have his last spelling of his last name, Melicor. He's done a lot
would
of the pools.
Would have been nice if he to come with you.
Well, the
questions.
Reason he didn't is because, again, he was saying from his experience, we should have brought him, but he said, he's done many pools and there's been plenty of variances and 3 feet should be sufficient on the side for him to get what he wanted, so he didn't come here. But I'm sure the Harringtons in my neighborhood, it's the same pool company.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to your neighbors around you about your pool? Anybody can Have you talked to the neighbors about you putting the pool in?
No, our neighbor, Ann LeGates, no, we haven't talked to anybody. We don't live down there.
Oh, so you?
We don't live down there.
Oh, you don't live here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm not sure what Ann LeGates would say if there was any concerns with any of this. Again, I don't, it's not, if you look at our property, there's a shed right on the property line. You know what I mean? So there's, you know, and our neighbor John behind us. So I'm not sure how that pool is going to affect anybody's concern with their properties or anything like that.
Well, it can affect the undeveloped lot where you're asking for a 3-foot variance.
How? I mean, how? Just in other words, coming closer to our house.
Coming closer to theirs.
Coming closer to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we're going to have a little bit of landscaping, I'm sure, between the pool and the fence as well.
When you purchased your home,
mm-hmm.
was it a desire or plan at that point that someday you would have a pool?
No. We saved up for the past 5 years for this. Yeah. So the builder basically put the property, which we wish he would have done it differently, but he lined the house up with all the other houses, and I'm not sure how the deeds were. If you can go a little further forward, but we would have done that if we could have.
Okay. Good time. What front setback 30?
It is, and this is a, just note that this is a corner lot,
yeah.
And has a 25. Second front.
I believe so. Carla is the front yard, right?
Right.
Yes, I believe so.
So Draper would be.
And Draper's the side.
Side.
So the house could have been moved to 15, or does it have two fronts?
It looks like it has two fronts, and it's set back 25 on the corner front.
And that's legal? There's no variance required?
The minimum requirement is 15, but the subdivisions have the ability to go
further.
Yeah, if I had it all to do again, I think we'd have a bigger backyard, but.
Did you build this house?
My brother-in-law did.
Brother-in-law did.
Yeah.
It's your home now.
Yes.
But you.
He built it for us. We bought the lot, and then he built the house, and he had his, you know, he had stated why he built the house where he did. But I was just married, and with a newborn on the way. I don't think we understood all the variation, you know, setbacks and things like that. But we are at a point now. We're again, to make it very simple. I wish I had more of an expertise in some of the codes and things like that. But I'm just here with somebody who says, you know, we've saved up some money. We'd like to have a pool. I was asked to see if we can have a 3-foot variance on the side, a little extra room for pavers, without being, you know. Again, I apologize. I don't have all the expertise and some of the things you're looking for, but we're just trying to keep it as simple as possible.
Jen, is the side 10?
Side is 10.
And the rear's 10?
The rear's 10, however, pools are allowed to.
Go 6. Okay. The pool can be 6 feet.
Right. I just wanted to make sure. So what he did do was he held the proper setback on the fronts. Well, and
it's
the side,
just the side.
And the side and rear, however.
Just that one side.
Yep.
That's where you need it at. He's held everything else. Great.
I've got a couple questions, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
All right. Was you done? I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Mr. Ward.
No, that's okay.
That back corner there, you know, looking at the aerial, it doesn't look like, it looks like there's a little jut out behind the garage. Is that like an HVAC or anything?
Garage or jet out. That was where the old white thing there.
Yeah.
That was where the old gas tank was.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any stairs or anything that lead
no
back
stairs,
there?
No.
Okay. So I guess my question would be, are you planning to put any access there that would require something to occupy that space so you can get to the pool?
Well, we were thinking of putting a door on that room that would go out from the sunroom out to the pool. And that's probably, again, my wife would be better at this, but my kids are sick, so she's home. That would probably be another reason why we were looking for.
Another reason why you wouldn't want it as close to
yes.
the house, because you might have a stair coming
Absolutely.
Down and then you.
Right now, to get to the pool, you gotta go out the other side and around. So they were looking at putting a sliding glass door on that side of the house.
There's no like HVAC or anything
no.
over there? Either.
Okay. No.
And then it, I presume, you, I think you'd mentioned there's a fence?
Yes.
Is there a fence on the side and the rear?
Fence on the side and the rear.
Okay, so there wouldn't be any changes to that?
No.
Okay. And yeah, I guess there's one thing, you'd mentioned smaller pools. Is this about the smallest pool that you could get in there when you're looking at the options that they had?
Well, anybody who, they'll build any pool you want. You know, where I've seen a pool you probably just sit in underground. You know, I've seen somebody in Rehoboth, downtown Rehoboth, have a pool that was tiny. If we're going to invest the money, all the pool manufacturers, we spent 2 years looking, they're all about the same. So I'm not looking for like a hot tub in
gotcha.
The backyard.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Mills.
How many square feet is your home?
2,400.
So yeah. It's not a huge home. It's a modest
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
No other questions.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think we've agreed many times that there is a uniqueness on a corner lot, especially when it has two front setbacks. And since the house was built in accordance with that, and in fact, he's got a foot and a half additional, the front, not the side front, but that's not the side that would affect his request. I think that causes argument to say that it's necessary to enable reasonable use, and reasonable use being the ability to have a pool. It's not an oversized house or you know, something that where they've taken up other space that could otherwise be used. And so because of that, I think that qualifies as being the exceptional practical difficulty, which I don't feel is created by the applicant. He suggested it won't alter the central character neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. And I think I don't see where it's a huge oversized pool. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. Make a motion, we approve the variance.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
I second it.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,067. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,067 is approved.
Thank you very much.